Next in studio is Springfield Regional Opera's own globe-trotting artistic director, Michael Spires, and he is here to talk about SRO's, gosh, I guess it's first big main stage production in a couple of seasons, and
yes,
it is this weekend, yeah, tonight and tomorrow night.
Absolutely. I'm very excited because we're going to be back in the Galois. It's been years since we've been there, and we're so happy with this partnership again because it's a match made in heaven here for Springfield, and we are very excited about this production because it's been 17 years, I believe, since the last time Marriage of Figaro was produced here in Springfield, and that was actually one of my very first operas that I was – it was my first opera ever in a foreign language.
Were you doing Don Curzio?
Yes, yeah. I was Don Curzio, exactly, and it was such a fun time. And the big thing that we're doing with this opera is trying to reach out to people and make people realize that all of opera is not just a set poster in a hall that you look at and go, oh, okay, well, that was a slice of the past. And opera is a living, breathing thing. And we want to really show to people that opera can be many things to many people. And so I've updated the entire idea, and we've been very true to the commedia dell'arte of the piece and to Mozart's wishes as far as his ideas about characterization. But it's very much a modern type of opera, and I've been around for the last 10 years all over Europe, and I've seen some really bad modern opera.
Yeah, but you're not setting this in Trump Tower.
No, exactly. No. I've seen a lot of bad modern opera, but I've seen very,
you
very
probably
good
performed modern in a lot of bad modern opera.
I actually have. Or, yeah, I've performed sometimes.
Reggae productions.
Yeah, I look at myself and go, why am I doing this? But no. This
you're making a living. That's why you're doing
exactly.
It.
Exactly. But I think people are going to really, really enjoy the modern version. And one of the things, the collaborations that I'm so happy to tell people about is that my collaboration with Julie Blackman, the wonderful photographer who's known worldwide, but is from Springfield,
yes,
as well. And I approached her and we started talking about the possibilities of using her beautiful photography as our main set pieces. And we could actually bring her photographs to life, and the idea and the minimalist and the beauty of the shading of colors and things, bring them to life on stage. And she said, that sounds amazing. We've never done it. I've never done anything like that with my
art. Are you doing it as projections, or how is this going
actually
to work?
We did it, and she was so excited because we ended up printing four of her prints for each of the acts, and they're amazingly delicate pieces to print because they're 11 foot by 9 foot
panels
mm-hmm, basically, and just gorgeously done. Color Graphic did a really great job here in Springfield, and we just have so many great elements here in Springfield that can bring together this wonderful opera, and we're so happy for the opportunity.
You're talking about one of Mozart's greatest comedies, of course, one of the most performed operas in the world, too. Originally, the Beaumarchais play was banned originally in Vienna because it was too licentious.
Absolutely. The big thing about Marriage of Figaro that people don't realize, it is very famous now, and it's one or two number most performed around the world.
And you think of it as a lighthearted, frothy comedy.
Exactly, but most people don't realize that Mozart actually put his life literally on the line to put this out because it's a very racy subject, and any time that you're talking about class structure and class development, that is a no-no in almost, still in many, many societies, we don't have freedom of speech. And the great thing about Marriage of Figaro, one of the quotes had said that many people have been angered by class struggle, but Mozart did it with such panache and beauty, with a comedic air, that they couldn't help but not censor it and say, okay, well, that's good enough. But he got by the censors and made this amazing piece that everybody loves.
It's basically servants versus masters.
Absolutely. And usually the masters end up looking like idiots, which is basically what
happens.
Exactly.
Ultimately.
And so it's a really fun opera, but it pokes fun at many different class structures and ideas about love and jealousy and what is true love. And I think it's very relevant for modern audiences. And I think if people have never seen an opera, they're going to have an amazing time. That's the biggest thing that I want to do with this production, and is to make people realize that – opera is not this big scary thing where people just are standing, huge fat people are in big horns and right. shouting in a foreign language. So we're actually doing all of the music in Italian, but recitatives, which are accompanied spoken in English, and it's our own translation. I've translated all of the Italian in my own translation, and our recit has been a mixture of myself and all of our performers. I wanted everybody to be a part of the group, and so we all did our own recitative. So there's some really fun updated references, and you might hear references to hillbillies and Prozac and some interesting fun little things. So keep the audience on their toes.
One of the major elements of the story is what was known as the droit du seigneur. I think we might think of it today basically as sexual harassment on roids, basically.
That's a good description.
It's basically the landowner's supposed right to have his way
yeah.
with any young woman that he chooses
before
she's married.
Yeah, and it's controversial because there's still not a lot of evidence for it, but
we don't know that it really happened
exactly,
or not.
Exactly, but that's the rumor, and probably sometimes it did, but a lot of times it was probably just the lower class saying, "Oh, you better stay away from the upper classes; they'll do these things." Mm. You know, so like you said, there's not a lot of historical evidence for it, but that's one of the basis for the entire opera, and it's called The Marriage of Figaro or One Crazy Day, the original Beaumarchais play,
and it really is that.
It is definitely one of the most complicated but fun operas where everyone's in everyone's business.
Well, talk a little bit about your cast and who your stage director is.
Absolutely, yeah. So the great thing about this is that we are using all local people except for one crucial factor is the Figaro. He's an old friend of mine named Ben Wager from Philadelphia, and we originally met when we were both at the Deutsche Oper Berlin about, I think this was 6-7 years ago. And I called him up and I said, "Hey, we're doing this Marriage of Figaro, and we have everybody cast. The only part that we're really missing is this Figaro, and you've just done this in San Jose." And he's a wonderful, internationally recognized bass baritone. And he said, "That sounds great, man. I think I would love to do, and I love the idea of your project about doing all things local." And all of our casts are, you know, we have so many amazing people here. Just like in the gala, we've got professors from MSU, from Bolivar, Drury, all of the universities and some high schools are represented within, and that's our entire focus for this is keeping the entire community here. And my brother and I, he's the main stage director,
right?
And the fun thing is that it's always a collaborative effort with my family because we've done so many shows. I mean, we're basically the Hillbilly Von Trapps. That's what we call ourselves because we've been everywhere and we've played basically every kind of audience you can imagine, for one person sitting and us doing vaudeville and, you know, patriotic tunes to large scale opera all around the world. And my brother and I, anytime that we want to do something, we collaborate, and it was just like, well, let's just call him the stage director. That'll be good. But it's really a collaboration. I'm just so proud and happy that he and I got to actually spend some time together because we barely ever get to spend time. And I was just like, hey,
because he's here all the time, pretty much, and you're traipsing around the world.
Yeah, 8 to 9 months out of the year I'm
absolutely
traveling around. But it was great because we actually had to focus in and call each other and be in contact. And we're like, hey, this is nice. I remember you're my friend.
Right.
We literally never see each other. But this is – I really think audiences are going to like our fresh new take on it. But I actually our adherence to the libretto and also to the ideas of commedia dell'arte, because many people don't realize that farces are – our modern day, think of some of the great comedy movies, you know, Mel Brooks and all of these kind of movies that everybody loves and grew up with.
It does all go back to commedia dell'arte.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all commedia dell'arte. They have set people. You know, you have the countess and then the young maid, and you have the old maid and all the fights between the classes. That's what commedia dell'arte really is. And the minimalistic notion of sets, because with commedia dell'arte, it was very much an art form that was meant to be traveled with, and so minimal sets, but very striking colors and things that that can catch the eye, but doesn't have to be giant sets and things.
And as you are the new artistic director of the company, you have a new musical director, Christopher Cook.
Yes.
And he is leading the SRO Orchestra.
Absolutely. That's the exciting thing about tonight as well. This is the debut of the SRO Orchestra, and Christopher Cook is done an amazing job of getting some of the best players in our area together. And
well, if you've heard the work he does with the Springfield Drury Civic Orchestra, you know what kind of quality work he does.
Absolutely. Fantastic. And and this is a very specialized piece because it's not exactly early music and it's not romantic. There's a lot of detail to it, and it's a big piece, but it comes together in these basic almost 3 hours.
Right.
It goes by so fast because there's so much action and music, but so much intricate detail that Christopher really brings out of the score. It's fantastic.
And all kinds of clever devices and disguises and trying to fool the count.
Yeah.
Performances of Marriage of Figaro at the Gilloys Theater will be tonight and tomorrow night, both at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's Mozart, and Mozart is supposed to be so good for the voice. Is it a strain to have to sing in a three-hour opera like this back-to-back on successive nights?
It can be a bit, but we assembled a really great cast, and one of my strong points is knowing exactly people's voice types and
yes.
knowing what they can do with them, because I personally, I sing in the absolute most strenuous voice category in the world, and most of the roles that I do, there's about four or five of my friends that we're all in it together. And so if I'm not doing a William Tell or a Cellini, one of my friends is.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they get sick, we'll talk to each other on Facebook and be like, hey, man, can you take this over? And so I understand vocal strains, and I really understand voices. So I think we did a great job of assembling some of Springfield's best. And I'm just so happy that the ticket sales are going really well. And the one thing I did want to mention is that beforehand, we are going to be doing a 30-minute talk about the concept and the idea about Commedia dell'arte and about the Marriage of Figaro. And just to get people involved and realize that opera is a living, breathing thing, and it's not a set piece of art.
All right, Michael Spires, it's always fun to have you in.
Thank you.
Where are you going from here?
Brussels, actually, next week. I'm doing Mitridate Re di Ponto. It's another Mozart
opera, but much less well-known
Absolutely. Yeah, I did it previously in Paris just a month ago, and this next one as well will be broadcast on the internet, so people can watch me in action. And next year, I'll be actually singing with the company. I'm just producing this one, but next year I'll be singing in the opera, so local people will get to hear a local boy sing.
All right. Well, we get to hear you on World of Opera. You know,
they do select quite a few things.
Well, Michael, thanks for being
Thank
here this
so
morning.
Much.
And again, you can call 863-9491 to Gilloys box office, or go to GilloysTheater.com to order your tickets for Marriage of Figaro by Springfield Regional Opera tonight and tomorrow night, both at 7:30. All right,
thank you very much.
We'll see you later.